1103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On with us right now, Michelle Peppers. She is an author, and we got an author showcase coming up this Saturday at the Blue Room. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Glad to talk to you about what's happening this Saturday. First of all, tell me about life as an author. What got you wanting to write books?
Well, I'm actually a new author. I just started writing books this year. I went through some self-healing journey related to grief and things like that. And it just brought about a lot of different emotions that I had to kind of work through and fears I had to work through in order to get to a place of self-love and self-healing. I'm a therapist and counselor by nature. And so I started to get the idea to just kind of write down these thoughts and these feelings that I was having and how to help children, you know, get through their emotions as well as these messages transcends through all ages. So also wanting to help adults kind of work through their emotions, get to a place of self-healing so that we can raise children who are confident, strong, and living out their dreams.
Yeah. Is that the basis for the book I'm reading here, Unbearable Fear? As what people will be able to check out this weekend, they'll be able to hear excerpts from that book. Tell us about that book and understand it's probably part of what you're speaking about right here.
Exactly. So Unbearable Fear is about a young bear cub named Benny, who's on a trail with his dad, and he's pretty scared to walk this trail alone, doesn't know what's ahead of him. And so he talks about his fears with his dad, and kind of works through how to get through, how to get over his fears, how to get over anxiety. The book really does give kids some coping skills and grounding skills to be able to really resonate with how to get through fear, how to get through those emotions, and build that confidence to really walk through knowing that they're supported and guided with love.
Awesome, awesome. So tell me, who should be wanting to come to the showcase this weekend? I'm assuming it's open. Who would it be open to?
Well, this showcase in particular, because it's at the Blue Room, it's going to be for ages 21 and up. I'm going to read excerpts from the children's book, but my message to parents and to anyone that wants to listen and other adults is really about self-healing, kind of working through any of your own emotional wounds so that we can make sure we're not passing those things down to our children, and how to support them in their own dreams, yes. How to support children in their dreams. And in the future, I hope to do more showcase with children reading books and it being a little bit more children's based and more fun. But this is going to dive more into some messages on hope, healing, and love for adults.
Yes, no doubt. And of course, you'll have books available for purchase there as well, right?
I will have books available on my website, which I am. My Facebook page is Michelle Peppers. And on that Facebook page, you can find my author page that will have other books that I've also written called Untamed Destiny and The Truth Pans Out. And those are also in the realm of social and emotional healing for children and adults.
Love it. I love it. So this will be from 3 to 5 p.m. this Saturday at the Blue Room over 18th and Vine. If they want more information, Michelle, what can they do?
They can email me directly at soulfullyserene8@gmail.com or reach out to me on my Facebook page with Michelle Peppers.
That's right. Without the E at the end. Is that right, Michelle?
No E. Yes, that's right, Michelle. No E at the end.
Make sure they can find you. I know they're going to look for you for sure. All right. Please support our new author out here in these streets, Michelle Peppers, as she's got something happening great this Saturday, especially hopefully we get some more nice weather, Michelle, for you.
I think it's going to be that way.
Yes,
so we're ready.
I love it. Make sure you check out her works. Thank you for your time, Michelle. I appreciate you and enjoy the rest of your day. Much success for you this weekend.
You too. Thank you. Have a great day.